This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail, with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. لماذا يا أخي الكريم ولماذا يا أختي الكريمة لماذا؟ لأننا نريد أن نفهم القرآن الكريم والحديث الشريف. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله, we want to understand the Arabic language because we want to understand the كلام of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. We want to understand the noble ahadith of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لأن لغة العربية هي لغة الإسلام, because the Arabic language, it is the language of Islam. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله, we are currently in Medina Arabic book 3, lesson number 27. We have a few more exercises and then we will complete lesson number 27. But before that, a little bit of مراجعة. ما معنى مراجعة؟ Revision, يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. And our revision takes us to Medina Arabic book 2, lessons number 18, 19 and 20. In lesson 18, we learned about the an. The verb after an will be mansoob. An yadhhaba, an tadhhaba, an adhhaba. Jameel, we learnt about the kaf of similarity, like sa'ati kasa'atika, sa'ati kasa'atika, hadha albaytu kalmasjidi, this house is like a masjid. And the kaf makes the noun after it to be majroor. Kalmasjidi, kalmasjidi. In the noble Quran, kamathali alhimar, kamathali alhimari, like the example of a donkey. Allahu musta'an. Kullu, ma ma'na kullu, kullu means all. It's used for emphasis at times. Qara'tu alkitaba kullahu, I read the book, all of it. I read the book, all of it. Excellent. Bahathtu anhu fil madrasati kulliha, I searched for him in the madrasa, in all of it, everywhere I searched for him. Jameel. We know that we say ya bilalu, originally bilalun, put a ya in the front. Ya bilalu, excellent. So bilalu is no longer with a tanween. It's not ya bilalun. Jameel. What if, for example, we have a noun which already has an alif and lam attached to it, and so technically it's already been defined, like annasu, annasu. We want to call out ya annasu, ya annasu. What we need to do is add in the middle there ayyuha, ayyuha, ya ayyuhannasu, ya ayyuhar rijalu, ya ayyuhar rajulu, ya ayyuhat talibu, ya ayyuhat tullabu. Excellent, mashallah. We learned about hayya bina, come along with us. Jameel. Ma darastu, I did not study. Ma darastu, I did not study. This is negation of the past. La a'rifu, la a'rifu, I do not know. Negation of the present. La a'rifu, I do not know. What do we do for the future? For the future we say لن أذهب, لن أذهب, I will never go, I will not go. This is negation for the future. لن أذهب, لن أجلس, لن أكتب, I will not sit, I will not write. Excellent. The word abadan, abadan, abadan is used to emphasize the negation for the future. لن أكتب إليه أبدا, لن أكتب إليه أبدا, لن أكتب إليه أبدا, I will never write to him ever. Emphasis for the past, we use the word قط, قط, ما رأيته قط, ما رأيته قط, I've never seen him ever. Jameel. With regards to the dual, we say hadani kitabani, hadani kitabani, these are two books. Hadani kitabani. Uridu rialaini, uridu rialaini, I want two rials. Ishtaraytuhu birialaini, I bought it for two rials. Ishtaraytuhu birialaini. So the marfu form kitabani, the mansub form kitabaini, the majrur form kitabaini. So again, kitabani, kitabaini, kitabaini, kitabani, kitabaini, kitabaini. Excellent, mashallah. Ahaduhuma wal akharu. Ahaduhuma, one of them, wal akharu, and another. Feminine, إحداهما, one of them, والأخرى, and the other, one of them and the other. We can say كم ريالا, perfect. We can also say بكم ريال, بكم ريال, بكم ريال, excellent. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, we've covered a little bit of revision. Medina Arabic Book 2, Lessons 18, 19, and 20. We now move back to our main primary objective, and that's Medina Arabic Book 3, lesson number 27. We completed exercise 4. We now move on to exercise 5. Bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, we want to try in this majlis to complete lesson 27 and move on to lesson number 28. We are very close to completing Medina Arabic Book 3, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, also remember, it's extremely important that you increase your vocabulary. You increase your vocabulary. Read up books with regards to ahadith, with regards to the seerah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to audio tapes in the Arabic language. You might understand 10%, 20%. The next time you listen, 30%, 40%. And thus your vocabulary bank will increase bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. Yalla bismillahi rahmani rahim. Exercise 5. تأمل المثال ثم حول الجمل الآتية على غرارها مستعملا إلا. That change the sentences like you find in the example using إلا. So they state رأيته. رأيته, I saw him. I saw it. ما رأيت إلا إياه. ما رأيت إلا إياه. I didn't see except him. I didn't see anyone except him. ما رأيت إلا إياه. Number 2. نعبده. نعبده. We worship him. نعبده. We worship him. ما نعبد إلا إياه. ما نعبد إلا إياه. ما نعبد إلا إياه. We do not worship except him. We do not worship except him. ما نعبد إلا إياه. We do not worship except him, except Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Number 3. يحبني جدي. يحبني جدي. Loves me my grandfather. يحبني جدي. يحبني جدي. He loves me my grandfather. My grandfather loves me. ما يحب جدي إلا إياي. ما يحب جدي إلا إياي. My grandfather does not love except me. ما يحب جدي. My grandfather does not love إلا إياي, except me. Number 4. دعانا المدير. دعانا المدير. The مدير, he called us, he requested us, he invited us. Then change it. ما دعا المدير. Did not call the مدير. The مدير did not call إلا إيانا, except us. The مدير, principal, did not request anyone except us. Number 5. عاقبهم المدرس. The teacher punished them. The teacher punished them. عاقبهم. Punish them. المدرس. The مدرس punished them. Change it. ما عاقب المدرس. The teacher did not punish إلا إياهم, except them. Nobody else was punished except these ones here. ما عاقب المدرس إلا إياهم. ما عاقب المدرس إلا إياهم. جميل, ما شاء الله. Exercise number 6. They state, ضع في الفراغ فيما يأتي ضمير نصب منفصلا. استعمل النوع المذكور بين القوسين. So they want you to fill in the appropriate ضمير نصب in the منصوب form, which is منفصل. And they give you some instructions between the brackets. Yalla, let's see. Exercise number 6. طلب المدير أحمد و something. طلب المدير أحمد و something. And then they tell us ضمير متكلم. So it's to do with yourself. It's a ضمير which goes there in the blank place, in the blank space, and it's to do with yourself. So طلب المدير أحمد وإياي طلب المدير أحمد وإياي طلب المدير أحمد وإياي the principal requested أحمد وإياي and myself and myself. Number two, سأل المدرس إبراهيم was something أسئلة صعبة سأل المدرس إبراهيم the teacher asked Ibrahim and something أسئلة صعبة difficult questions سأل المدرس إبراهيم وإياك وإياك why because they say there that they request a ضمير المخاطب they want a ضمير مخاطب they want a ضمير مخاطب a ضمير مخاطب ضمير مخاطب means that you are speaking to somebody somebody in front of you سأل المدرس إبراهيم وإياك ضمير مخاطب I'm speaking to somebody directly in front of me سأل المدرس إبراهيم وإياك أسئلة صعبة difficult questions number three إن حامدا was something ناجحان بتقدير ممتاز بتقدير ممتاز and then they tell us ضمير المتكلم so dealing with yourself إن حامدا وإيايا إن حامدا وإيايا إن حامدا وإيايا ناجحان بتقدير ممتاز ناجحان بتقدير ممتاز إن حامدا وإيايا ناجحان بتقدير ممتاز that indeed حامد and myself ناجحاني both of us have been successful بتقدير ممتاز with the marks and what did we get as our marks we got ممتاز they got over 90% ما شاء الله excellent so their تقدير their rating their grade was ممتاز number 4 سأدعو المدرسين I will call the teachers was something إلى مأدبة مأدبة is a meal a gathering where you have a meal together إلى مأدبة إن شاء الله ضمير المخاطبين you are talking to not one person but rather a group of people سأدعو المدرسين وإياكم I will invite the teachers وإياكم and all of you إلى مأدبة to a meal إن شاء الله جميل number 5 أعرف أنك I know that indeed yourself أعرف أنك was something مجتهداني and something are hardworking. I know that indeed yourself and something are hardworking. And they tell us ضمير غائب absent. The person's absent. The one you're speaking about is absent. Third person. أعرف أنك وإياه and him. I know that you and him مجتهداني are hardworking. Both of you are hardworking. أعرف أنك وإياه مجتهداني. أعرف أنك وإياه مجتهداني. جميل ما شاء الله. Exercise number 7. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية على غرار المثال. Answer the following questions as found in the example. أين كتاب المديري؟ Where's the teacher's book? جواب أعطيته I gave him gave who? Gave the مدير أعطيته إياه I gave to him it I gave to him it I gave it to him I gave him it meaning the book here أعطيته who here goes back to the مدير أعطيته so you could say أعطيت المدير you could say that or suffice yourself with أعطيته I gave him إياه indicates the book إياه I gave him it I gave it to him excellent mashallah number 2 أين مجلة المدرس؟ Where's the teacher's magazine? أين مجلة المدرس؟ أعطيته إياها. أعطيته إياها. I gave him it. I gave it to him. I gave the magazine to him. Him being the مدرس. أعطيته. Who goes back to the مدرس. إياها indicates the مجلة, the magazine. أين قلم الأخت؟ أين قلم الأخت؟ Where's the sister's pen? أعطيتها إياه. أعطيتها. I gave her. إياهو it meaning the pen. Number 4. أين دفاتر الطلاب؟ Where's the students' notebooks? أعطيتهم. I gave to them. I gave to the students. إياها it. I gave it to the students. I gave the notebooks to the students. أعطيتهم إياها. أعطيتهم إياها. Number 5. أين دفاتر الأخوات؟ أين دفاتر الأخوات؟ Where's the sisters' notebooks? أعطيتهن إياها. أعطيتهن إياها. أعطيتهن إياها. I gave it to them. I gave it to them. That's the translation. I gave it to them. Where's the sister's notebooks? I gave it to them. جميل. Number 6. أين حقيبة أمي؟ أين حقيبة أمي؟ Where's my mother's bag? أعطيتها. أعطيتها. I gave her. إياها. It meaning the bag. أعطيتها إياها. أعطيتها إياها. أعطيتها إياها. جميل. Remember now, why are we bringing this إياها here? Why are we saying إياها? Why don't we say أعطيتها, I gave to her, and then bring another ha to indicate the bag? Why don't we do that? Because the sentence is going to be odd. Example, أعطيتها ha. That's what it would be. أعطيتها ha. أعطيتها ha. No, you can't do that. Because we've got the ha and the ha on the same level and they cannot be together. So we have to say إياها after that, which indicates the bag. أعطيتها إياها. جميل. Number 7. أين برقية حامد؟ أين برقية حامد؟ أين برقية حامد؟ Where's Hamid's telegrams? Where's Hamid's telegrams? أين برقية to dual. أين برقية حامد؟ جواب. أعطيته. I gave to him. إياهما. إياهما. Both of them. أعطيته. إياهما. I gave to him. Them. I gave them to him. أين رسائل المدرسين؟ أين رسائل المدرسين؟ Where's the teacher's messages or letters? أعطيتهم إياها. أعطيتهم. I gave to them. I gave to the teachers. إياهم. إياهم indicates the رسائل, the letters. أعطيتهم إياها. جميل. ما شاء الله. Exercise number 8. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية على غرار المثال. من علمك قيادة السيارة؟ من علمك قيادة السيارة؟ Who taught you the driving of a car? Who taught you to drive a car? من علمك قيادة السيارة؟ Who taught you driving of a car? جواب. علمني. علمني. Taught me. علمنيها. Taught me it. Taught me it. It meaning what? It meaning the driving. Taught me it. أخي. My brother. Taught me to drive my brother. So the جواب is علمنيها أخي. علمنيها أخي. علمنيها أخي. Or you could say علمني إياها أخي. You could also say that. علمني إياها أخي. علمني إياها أخي. Both of them are correct. The next one. من أعطاك هذا الخاتم؟ من أعطاك هذا الخاتم؟ Who gave you this stamp? خاتم is a stamp or it could be a ring. من أعطاك هذا الخاتم؟ جواب. أعطانيه. Gave it to me. أعطانيه. Gave it to me. أبي. أبي. أعطانيه. أبي. أعطانيه. أبي. Gave it to me. My father. My father gave it to me. Or you could say أعطاني إياه أبي. أعطاني إياه أبي. أعطاني إياه أبي. My father gave it to me. Number 3. Number 3. متى تعطيني هذا الكتاب؟ متى تعطيني هذا الكتاب؟ When are you giving me this book? متى تعطيني هذا الكتاب؟ When are you giving me this book? جواب: سأعطيكه. سأعطيك, I will give you. سأعطيك هو, هو meaning the book. سأعطيكه, 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 سأعطيكه غدا. I will give it to you tomorrow. That's one option. Another option would be سأعطيك, سأعطيك, I will give you إياه, إياه indicating the book. غدا, سأعطيك إياه غدا, سأعطيك إياه غدا, سأعطيك إياه غدا. جميل. Number four. متى تريني بيتك؟ متى تريني بيتك؟ متى تريني بيتك؟ متى تريني بيتك؟ When will you show me your house? When will you show me your house? متى, when, تريني, show me, بيتك, your house. جواب: سأريكه بعد قليل. سأريكه, I will show you it. سأريك, I will show you who. I will show you it بعد قليل. سأريكه بعد قليل. سأريكه بعد قليل. سأريكه بعد قليل. I will show it to you after a short while. Or سأريك إياه بعد قليل. سأريك إياه. سأريك, I will show you. إياه, it, it meaning the house. بعد قليل, after a short while. والحمد لله, ما شاء الله. Exercise number 9. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله. تمرين شفوي. Oral exercise. يقول طالب لآخر. A student says to another, يريد فلان كتابك. That... somebody wants, so-and-so wants your book. أو دفترك, or your notebook. قلمك, your pen. أفأعطيه, should I give it to him? إياه. أفأعطيه, أفأعطيه, should I give it? إياه, to him. ويجيب الطالب المسؤول, and the student who was asked, he responds, نعم, أعطيه, yes, give it. إياه, to him. Give it إياه, to him. نعم, أعطيه, أعطيه, give it to him. إياه, it, it meaning the item which is being asked about. أعطيه, give to him. إياه, it, the item. Or you say, لا, لا تعطيه, don't give to him. إياه, don't give to him it. Don't give it to him. And so you can do that exercise بإذن الله تعالى. So for example, يريد محمد كتابك. أفأعطيه إياه, should I give it to him? And so you are asked this question, so-and-so wants your book, should I give it to him? So you respond, نعم, أعطيه إياه, yes, give to him it, give it to him, ما شاء الله. Exercise number 10. يسمع رنين الجرس. The ringing of the bell is heard. رنين is a مصدر. رن يرن, وهو على وزن فعيل. So it's a مصدر on the scale of فعيل. فعيل. رنين. رنين. هات مصادر الأفعال الآتية على وزن فعيل. Provide the following مصادر for these verbs. جيد. صفر يصفر. صفر يصفر. What does صفر mean? صفر means to whistle. صفر, he whistled. يصفر, he is whistling. And then the مصدر would be صفير. صفير. صفير, whistling. شخر. شخر يشخر. شخر يشخر means to snore. شخر, he snored. يشخر, he is snoring. And the master is شخير. شخير, snoring. شخير, snoring. صهل. صهل. صهل يصهل. صهل يصهل. صهل يصهل. صهل, to neigh, like the horse, like the donkey. And so sahilun, sahilun is the neighing of that animal, the sound of that animal. Exercise number 11. Provide the plural for adurju. Adurju, the draw. Adurju, the draw. Plural for that would be adurajun. 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 And al-khatamu, its plural is al-khatamu, the ring. The plural would be khawatimu, khatamu, khawatimu. Excellent. Exercise number 12. Provide the mudari, the amr, for the following verbs. Tadakkara, yatadakkaru, tadakkara past tense. Yatadakkaru is the mudari. What is the amr? You're ordering somebody to remember. Tadakkar ya akhi. Tadakkar ya akhi. Remember, oh brother. Then, qada yaqdi. To decree. Qada yaqdi. And to order, iqdi. Jameel. Basmala. Past tense. Yubasmilu. He is saying Bismillah right now. Yubasmilu. You're ordering somebody. Basmil ya akhi. Basmil ya akhi. Qabla an ta'kula. Before you eat. Basmil ya akhi. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. Would that we have completed lesson number 27. Walhamdulillah. It was a long lesson. No doubt about that. But Allah makes it easy for whoever makes the effort. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. We now move on to lesson number 28. Bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. We read through the passage, and that's between Hamid and the teacher. Hamid and the teacher. Quduman mubarakan ya ustadhu mata qadimta minas safari. Qala al-mudarrisu. The teacher says, Barakallahu fika. May Allah bless you. May Allah's barakah be upon you. Qadimtu al-barihata. I arrived last night. I arrived yesterday, bariha, yesterday in the evening. So, quduman mubarakan, Hamid said, that arrival of barakah, good arrival, ya ustadhu. Mata qadimta minas safari, when did you arrive from your safar? Teacher said, barakallahu fik, qadimtu al-barihata, I arrived yesterday. Ya Hamzatu, aghliqi al-baba, close the door, aghliq, order, فعل أمر, أغلق الباب, close the door. What's the object? The door. إغلاقا, close the door. أغلق الباب إغلاقا. إغلاقا is what we call a مفعول مطلق. مفعول مطلق. Basically, it's an absolute object. It's the مصدر of the verb occurring in the sentence along with the verb. For the sake of emphasis. Basically, what it means is, Ya Hamzatu, close the door properly. Do a closing of the door which is proper. Darabtuhu darban, I hit him. Darban, I hit him properly. I gave him a proper hiding. So here, Ya Hamzatu, aghliqi al-baba ighlaqan, wa khaffif sur'ata al-mirwahati. Khaffif means decrease. وَخَفِّفْ سُرْعَةَ الْمِرْوَحَةِ, the sur'a, the speed of the mirwaha, of the fan. وَخَفِّفْ سُرْعَةَ الْمِرْوَحَةِ, and decrease the speed of the fan speed. Hamza says, أَتَكْفِي هَذِهِ السُرْعَةَ, is this speed enough? Is it fine? أَتَكْفِي, is it enough? هَذِهِ السُرْعَةَ, this speed. So he adjusted it. الْمُدَرِّسُ لَا لَقَدْ خَفَّفْتَهَا كُلَّ التَّخْفِيفِ, لَقَدْ خَفَّفْتَهَا, that you have decreased كُلَّ التَّخْفِيفِ, too much of decrease. You've decreased it completely. كل التخفيف, all of the lessening, decreasing. You've done it a bit too much. It's not moving at a good speed at the moment. Again, لقد خففتها كل التخفيف. لقد خففتها كل التخفيف. You've decreased it too much of a decrease. أردت أن تخففها. أردت أن تخففها. I wanted that you decrease it. بعض التخفيف. بعض التخفيف. That's some of the speed. I wanted you to decrease a little bit of the speed. Not so much. And so, زدها زيادة طفيفة. زدها زيادة طفيفة. Increase it زيادة طفيفة. A light increase. Increase it زيادة طفيفة. زيادة is our مفعول مطلق here. زدها زيادة طفيفة. Increase it a light increase slightly. لقد قرأت الدرس الجديد. I read the lesson. لقد قرأت الدرس الجديد. I read the new lesson. قراءتين يوم الأربعاء. قراءتين. I read the new lesson twice يوم الأربعاء. يوم الأربعاء on the fourth day. What does that mean here? That means on Wednesday. لقد قرأت الدرس الجديد قراءتين يوم الأربعاء. I read the new lesson twice on the day of Wednesday. اهتممت في القراءة الأولى بالإعراب. I emphasized, I gave emphasis, my اهتمام, my concern في القراءة الأولى, in the first reading, was to do with the إعراب of the words and the sentences. وفي أثناء القراءة الثانية, and during my second reading, شرحت لكم, I explained to you people, المفردات الجديدة, the new vocab, the new words, the مفردات, مفردات, the vocabulary, الجديدة, the new words, شرحا وجيزا. شرحا is a مفعول مطلق. شرحا وجيزا. I explained to you people the new vocab in a شرح which was وجيز, which was وجيز, in a summarized explanation. شرحا وجيزا. وجيزا, not مفصلا. مفصلا is with full detail. وجيز is the opposite. It is a مختصر. It's a summarized explanation. شرحا وجيزا. وقبل أن أشرح لكم الدرس, and before I explain the lesson to you people, شرحا مفصلا, in a detailed explanation, مفصلا, full of detail, أريد أن أسمع منكم, أريد أن أسمع منكم, I want to hear from you people, الآيات الواردة, the verses mentioned في هذا الدرس, in this lesson, فهاتوها, and so bring it, give it, where's the new verses, and so Hamid reads, Hamid recites, وكلم الله موسى تكليما, وكلم الله موسى تكليما, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Musa, addressed Musa, تكليما, تكليما is our مفعول مطلق here, indicating that Allah spoke to him properly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly spoke to Musa عليه السلام. Then Hamza recites, ورتل القرآن ترتيلا. ترتيلا is our مفعول مطلق. ورتل القرآن ترتيلا. And رتل, and recite the Quran. ترتيلا, proper recitation, as it ought to be recited. As it ought to be recited. And then Ali recites, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. ما شاء الله. Taslima is our maf'ul mutlaq. That indeed, verily, surely, Allah and the malaika, yusalluna ala al-nabi, they send salawat upon the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, sallu alayhi, you also send salawat upon him, wasallimu, and send salam upon the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taslima, a taslim which is befitting of the maqam of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. And then Usama reads, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ, that let every man look at his food. أَنَّا صَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّا, that we have sent down water, we have rained down water in abundance. ثُمَّ شَقَقْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّا, and then we have cleaved up the earth. Again, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِ, فَلْيَنْظُرْ, then look, and let insan look, إِلَىٰ طَعَامِهِ, to his food, the food that we have. أن صببنا الماء صبا, that we have صببنا, we have sent down, we have poured down الماء, rain, this water, صبا in abundance, صببنا in صبا, that the water came down, a proper watering, a proper raining. ثم شققنا الأرض, and then we've cleaved the earth, شقا, a proper cleaving of the earth. And then Harith, he recites, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah. وَقُولُوا, and then say, قَوْلًا, قُولُوا قَوْلًا, قُولُوا قَوْلًا, قَوْلًا, this is our مفعول مطلق. وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, and say a statement which is correct, which is right. Then what will happen? يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. Then Allah will make correct your deeds, your actions. And وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ, and forgive you ذُنُوبَكُمْ, forgive you your sins. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ, and whoever obeys Allah وَرَسُولَهُ, and his Rasul, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Then this person has passed. فَازَ, has been successful. What type of success? فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. فَوْزًا, this is our مفعول مطلق. A passing, a success which is great, a proper success which is great. And then we find that Hamid recites, Azaniyatu wazani, the female adulteress, wazani, and the male adulterer, fajlidu kulla wahidin minhuma, then whoop both of them, whoop each one of them, mi'ata jalda, mi'ata jaldatin, 100 lashes. Allahu musta'an. The crime of zina, the crime of zina, if one is not married, then this is the punishment. And we know that if you were married at the time of the zina, or you were previously married, somebody was married and then he got divorced and then he's fallen into zina, well, you were previously married and so you are no longer a virgin, and thus the penalty upon the person would be the death penalty. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, Usama recites, وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا, and do not expose, don't come out of the homes, etc., with this type of clothing where you are exposed. تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ, that this تَبَرُّج of jahiliyyah, of the days of ignorance, you now have al-Islam, you now have deen, you now have knowledge, you have ilm, etc., and so why are you behaving like the days of jahiliyyah? And so the Mudarris says, Ya Ahmadu, Ahmed says, لبيك يا أستاذ أتجلس في الفصل هذا الجلوس. You are sitting in the classroom, this type of sitting. أتجلس في الفصل هذا الجلوس. أتجلس في الفصل هذا الجلوس. اجلس جلسة طالب علم. اجلس جلسة طالب علم. Sit, the sitting of a student of knowledge. Sit, the sitting of somebody who is seeking sacred knowledge. Don't just sit with your legs up in the air, etc. Allahumma stand. Have some adab and some respect. You are a student of ilm, student of sacred knowledge. اجلس جلسة طالب علم. طالب, seeker, ilm, knowledge. And so Hamza, or Ahmed rather, he says, سَمْعًا وَطَاعَةً. سَمْعًا وَطَاعَةً, that سَمِعْنَا سَمْعًا, I obey, وَطَاعَةً, obedience to you. And the Mudarris says, الْآنَ أُمْلِي عَلَيْكُمْ كَلِمَاتٍ. Now I will dictate to you people words, مِنَ الدَّرْسِ إِمْلَاءً, from the lesson, dictation, proper dictation. I will mention to you people the words, the vocab, فَاكْتُبُوا, all of you write it. And so Usama says, مَهْلًا يَا أُسْتَاذُ لَمَّا نَسْتَعِدَّ. لَمَّا نَسْتَعِدَّ, we're not yet ready. We are not yet ready. مَهْلًا, hold on يَا أُسْتَاذُ, we are not yet ready. Maybe he needs to take out his pen, etc., etc. So لَمَّا نَسْتَعِدَّ, we are not yet ready. مَهْلًا يَا أُسْتَاذُ, وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, as we move on the exercises, we will cover the maf'ul mutlaq and its usage bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. Let us move on to exercise number 1. Ajib anil as'ila al-atiya. Mata قدم المدرس من السفر. متى قدم المدرس من السفر. When did the teacher return from his travel? جواب قدم البارحة. قدم البارحة. قدم البارحة. He arrived yesterday. جميل. Number 2. كم قراءة قرأ المدرس الدرس. How many readings of the lesson did the teacher do? How many times did the teacher read the lesson? قرأ المدرس الدرس قراءتين. قرأ المدرس الدرس قراءتين. Again, كم قراءة قرأ المدرس الدرس؟ جواب, قرأ المدرس الدرس قراءتين. Two readings. He read it twice. Number three. من الذي نبهه المدرس للجلوس جلوسا مناسبا؟ من الذي نبهه المدرس للجلوس جلوسا مناسبا؟ من الذي, who's the one, نبهه, reminded him, that the teacher reminded, نبهه المدرس, who's the one that the teacher reminded, للجلوس, to sit, جلوسا مناسبا, a sitting which is appropriate. Who's the person that the teacher had to remind to sit in a proper fashion? Who's that person? جواب, أحمد الذي نبهه المدرس للجلوس جلوسا مناسبا. Or you can just say Ahmed. You can give the long story. Ahmed is the one who the teacher had to remind to sit in the proper fashion, which is appropriate sitting. حياكم الله. Again, من الذي نبهه المدرس للجلوس جلوسا مناسبا؟ جواب, أحمد الذي نبهه المدرس للجلوس جلوسا مناسبا. ما شاء الله والحمد لله. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, exercise number two. ورد في هذا الدرس, it has been mentioned in this lesson, أمثلة للمفعول المطلق, examples of the مفعول مطلق. المفعول المطلق, it is مصدر, it's a مصدر, it's a verbal noun, it's a verbal noun, a noun which is derived from the verb. It does not indicate time, it's not like the past tense, present tense, etc. It's like in English, driving, sitting, running, this type of word, insha'Allah. And so they state, مصدر يذكر بعد فعل من لفظه تأكيدا لمعناه. It is mentioned after the verb, using the words of the verb, using the root of the verb rather, تأكيدا لمعناه, and it emphasizes the meaning of that verb. Or it's used, بيانا لعدده. It's used to indicate the number of times. أو بيانا لنوعه, or to indicate the type of this matter. وقد يكون نائبا عن فعله, and it could also be used as like the substitute for the verb. فالأول, the first type, وكلم الله موسى تكليما. وكلم الله موسى تكليما. This تكليما here is to emphasize. See, تكليما is taken from that same verb, كلم, كلم, and then تكليما. And so this تكليما, this is our مفعول مطلق. مفعول مطلق, and it's here to emphasize this matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to Musa عليه السلام a proper address, a proper address. Number two. ضربني الولد ضربات. ضربني الولد ضربات. طبع الكتاب طبعتين. So here it's used to indicate number, to indicate عدد, بيان of the عدد. ضربني الولد, the boy hit me, ضربات ضربات ضربات, many times. ضربني الولد ضربات ضربات, many hits. طبع الكتاب طبعتين. طبع الكتاب طبعتين. The book was printed two prints. Number three. حفظت القرآن حفظا جيدا. حفظت القرآن حفظا جيدا. حفظت القرآن حفظا جيدا. This is to indicate like the type of حفظ. حفظت القرآن حفظا جيدا. I memorized the Quran, a good memorization of it, proper memorization of it. قرأ أحمد الدرس قراءة فاهم. قرأ أحمد الدرس قراءة فاهم. The Ahmed read the lesson What type of reading? قراءة فاهم. An understanding type of reading. That he read it properly. He understood whatever he read. Number four. مهلا. يقال له المصدر النائب عن فعله. So this word like مهلا, مهلا, take it easy, hold on. This, it is said about it that this is the مصدر النائب عن فعله. It is the verbal noun which is in place of the verb. Example, فَمَهْلًا نَابَ عَنْ فِعْلِهِ أَمْهِلْ. It has like taken the place of أَمْهِلْ. أَمْهِلْ مَهْلًا. قَدْ يَنُوبْ عَنِ الْمَصْدَرِ مَا يَدُلُّ عَلَيْهِ فَيُعْطَى حُكْمَهُ فِي كَوْنِهِ مَنْصُوبًا عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ مَفْعُولْ مُطْلَقْ. Example, كُلُّ وَبَعْضُ وَأَيُّ مُضَافَةً إلى المصدر. Example, آخذني المدير بعض المؤاخذة. آخذني المدير, the principal took me. آخذني المدير بعض المؤاخذة, that the principal like held me accountable or like blamed me some of the مؤاخذة, some of the blame. آخذني المدير بعض المؤاخذة, بعض المؤاخذة. And so they're stating that this ba'da, this is like what we would term the masdar al-na'ib an fi'lihi. أخذني المدير بعض المؤاخذة. So there's the ba'da. Then number two, there's the كل. أعرفه كل المعرفة. أعرفه كل المعرفة. أعرفه كل المعرفة. That I know him. Proper knowing. I know him, a proper, complete knowing. أعرفه كل المعرفة. Number three. أي نوم تنام. أي نوم تنام. What type of sleep are you sleeping? أي نوم تنام. أي نوم. أي نوم. So, أي نوم تنام. The next one. وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون. وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون. And those who oppress, they will know. وسيعلم الذين ظلموا, those who oppress, they will know. أي منقلب, to what final place of turning, what final place of turning. ينقلبون, that they will be returning to, that they will be turning to. اللهم استعان. Then number two, عدده, its number. زرته ثلاثة زيارات, I visited him three visits. ضرب فلان عشرين ضربة, so and so was hit 20 ضربة, ضربة 20 hits. صفته, its صفة, its quality. Example, فهمت الدرس جيدا, I understood the lesson جيدا. A, فهما جيدا, فهما جيدا, I understood the lesson, a proper understanding. So you could say, فهمت الدرس فهما جيدا, or suffice with, فهمت الدرس جيدا. Number four, اسم المصدر, كلمت كلاما, كلمت كلاما. اسم المصدر, اسم يدل على ما يدل عليه المصدر, ولكن حروفه أقل منه. فالتوضؤ مصدر, والوضوء اسم مصدر. So التوضؤ is our مصدر, والوضوء is what we call an اسم مصدر, and the اسم مصدر, it has less letters in it. والتقبيل مصدر, تقبيل, تقبيل, to kiss is kissing, it is a مصدر. والقبلة اسم مصدر, and قبلة, قبلة is a kiss, this is the اسم مصدر. Number five, مصدر يلاقيه في الاشتقاق. Example, وتبتل إليه تبتيلا, وتبتل إليه تبتيلا. And devote yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a proper devotion. And devote yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exclusively proper devotion. وتبتل إليه تبتيلا. تبتيلا is from تبتل, تبتل. اسم إشارة, example, أتستقبلني هذا الاستقبال, are you welcoming me this type of welcome? أتستقبلني هذا الاستقبال, أتستقبلني هذا الاستقبال. ضميره العائد إليه, اجتهدت اجتهادا لم يجتهده غيري. اجتهدت اجتهادا. I've exerted myself an exertion. لم يجتهده غيري. That no one besides me has exerted. I've exerted myself an exertion. None have exerted besides me. مرادفه عشت حياة سعيدة. عشت حياة سعيدة. I've lived a happy life. يجوز حذف عامل المفعول المطلق الدال على النوع والعدد. Example, قدوما مباركا. قدوما مباركا. Technically, قدوما مباركا is like قدمت قدوما مباركا. قدمت قدوما مباركا. But we left out the فعل. We left out قدمت because it's understood. قدوما مباركا. It's understood that you don't need to make mention of the قدمت. يا عبد الله يا أمت الله. Unfortunately, time is against us. الله المستعان. الله المستعان. Just when things were getting very exciting. سبحان الله. يا عبد الله يا أمت الله. Before we end off, we go through a prophetic hadith, inshallah. عن عثمان رضي الله عنه قال. Why عثمان? Because عثمان is a diptote. عن عثمان. It's allergic to taking a كسرة. عن عثمان رضي الله عنه قال. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. رسول الله. رسول الله. مضاف مضاف إليه. من بنى لله مسجدا. Whoever builds for Allah a masjid. من بنى لله مسجدا. من بنى. بنى means to build. Whoever builds لله for the sake of Allah a what? A masjid. مسجدا. بنى الله له. Then Allah will build for him. بنى الله. Allah will build له for that person. بيتا في الجنة. A house in paradise. سبحان الله. Hadith reported by Imam Muslim. بنى يبني. بنى يبني means to build. What's its مصدر? Its verbal noun. بناء. 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 Building. بناء. Building. تقول. We say. بنى أبي مسجدا جديدا في قريتنا. بنى أبي مسجدا. My father built a masjid. جديدا. A new masjid. Where? في قريتنا. In our village. بنى إبراهيم. إبراهيم عليه السلام. He built. الكعبة. The كعبة. كعبة is our object. بنى إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام الكعبة. سأبني لي. The scene for the future. سأبني. I will build. سأبني لي. I will build for myself. سأبني لي. What? بيتا إن شاء الله. I will build for myself a house إن شاء الله. سأبني لي بيتا إن شاء الله. جميل. The man. This is what we call the man شرطية. The conditional man. Whoever does X, Y, Z will get X, Y, and Z. من عمل عملا صالحا دخل الجنة. من عمل عملا صالحا دخل الجنة. Whoever does an action which is good, righteous, then دخل الجنة. They will enter paradise. من اجتهد نجح. Whoever exerts themselves, whoever studies, exerts themselves, then what? نجح. They will be successful. They will pass. من اجتهد نجح. من اجتهد نجح. من زارني زرته. من زارني. Whoever visits me. زرته. I will visit him. هذه من الشرطية. الشرطية. جميل. أجب عما يأتي. Number one. ما جزاء من يبني مسجدا لله تعالى. ما جزاء. What's the جزاء? What's the recompense? What's the reward? من يبني مسجدا لله. What's the reward for the one who builds a masjid for the sake of Allah? جواب. من بنى لله مسجدا. بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة. He will have a house in paradise. أذكر حديثا في الحث على بناء المساجد. أذكر حديثا واحدا. Make mention of a hadith. في الحث. حث encouraging. في الحث على بناء المساجد. Which is encouraging the building of masajid. Well, it's the hadith that we just mentioned. ماذا يبني الله لمن يبني مسجدا. What will Allah build for the one who builds a masjid? What will Allah build? بيتاً بيتاً له. Allah will build a house for him. أين؟ Where? في الجنة. In Jannah. Allah will build a house for you in Jannah. من الصحابي الذي روى هذا الحديث? Who's the companion who narrated this hadith? Who? عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه. من المحدث الذي أخرجه? Who is the محدث, the hadith scholar who reported and collected this hadith? Imam Muslim. Imam Muslim رحمه الله. Then they ask us, what's the mudari' of bana? Bana yabni. Bana past tense, yabni, he is building. Bana yabni. What's his masdar? Bina'un. Bina'un. Bina'un is its masdar, its verbal noun. And then they want us to make a sentence with the word bana. Bana Muhammadun baytahu في القرية. بنى محمد بيته في القرية. محمد built his house in the village. جميل. A sentence with من الشرطية. من زارني أكرمته. من زارني أكرمته. Whoever visits me, I will show إكرام to that person. من دخل بيتي فهو آمن. من دخل بيتي فهو آمن. Whoever enters my house, فَهُوَ آمِنٌ, then he is safe. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us ikhlas. We ask Allah to accept from us. We ask Allah to bless us. We ask Allah for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah that our recording, our sitting, our learning, our studying, all of this Allah records in our scales of good deeds. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On that day when nobody's wealth and health and family will be able to help them except the one who comes to Allah with a heart which is sound. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us hearts which are sound. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us keys of goodness and not make us keys of evil. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant blessing to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all those who are working for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah, that Allah grants them ikhlas, Allah grants them firmness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses them, Allah opens up His treasures for them in this world and in the hereafter. Until we meet again, بارك الله فيكم. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.